Can you hear me?
Yes.
You may have to jack me up because my voice, I apologize, is very gone. But I'm glad the Lord can speak through a donkey. I hope he can speak through me. Amen. Amen. I found out a few minutes ago, Michael Shane came up to me and said, "Hey, I just found out I was leading a service. Can you do anything?" I'm like, I'll do whatever you want. He's like, "Can you speak?" And I'm like, well, I was kind of offended. He's like, "Can I speak?" Yeah, I'm speaking to you, but I knew what he meant. But the Lord did have this on my heart to preach if I was to say anything. And I'm glad I'm at this youth rally. I know this youth rally through the years, looking at the signs back there, lest we forget, kill sin, vision, don't throw in the towel, fight on. I remember all those youth rallies. And I remember specifically what the Lord did for me in just about every one of them. And the Lord changed my life through coming to this youth rally. And I hope that the generation that the teenagers now are being changed by this youth rally, because you see, everything's being done the same way. It's just the hearts of the people. Whether you want something, God will give it to you. If you have a Bible this morning, turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. It'll be a familiar passage that we're going to be in. I'm not going to try to wow you with anything. I'm just going to give you something basic for about 10 minutes. 10, 15 minutes, and hopefully the Lord will speak to your heart. And we'll have a good service. If you know this song, sing it with me and help me out for a few seconds, because I'm not going to be able to sing it very well. God is so good. God is so good. Sing it now. God is so good. He is so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. Hebrews chapter 12, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Verse 1, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." I believe Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. Some people don't believe that. It doesn't matter right now, but I believe Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. If you look at his writings, he's always something athletic, something about sports, something about pursuing. It just sounds like Paul. I believe what Paul's saying here, he says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And that's what everybody looks at, but I want to pull out of this verse to this morning the word patience. And I'm going to be walking around, because last night I was in the back and there was a whole group of kids that were just like, they were just out there. So I want everyone, just for a few minutes, I'll try to keep your attention. Patience. Do you realize the generation, you and me, we're called the microwave generation. You don't Google, look up microwave generation and it's us. We are the hot pocket children. We put our hot pockets in the microwave, 1 minute, boom. We love hot pockets. I picked up a bus kid last night, or Olin Kaus last night, and I said, "What'd you eat for dinner?" He said, "A pot pie." How'd you cook it? Microwave. It's just what we do. That's what we know. Instant, quick. Everything comes really, 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 really quick. You know, Walmart is coming out with a new, such as Amazon, they're coming out with a system to ensure same day delivery. I'm talking, you order it in the morning, it gets there in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So it can be quicker, it can be quicker, it can be quicker. A professor at Dartworth, at Texas A&M, his name is Dartworth, he said, a lot of things that are really valuable take time.
Yeah.
A lot of things that are valuable take time.
Right. Yeah.
But immediate gratification is the default reaction.
Yeah.
What he's saying there is a lot of things that are good, a lot of things that you want, a lot of things that are valuable, it takes time. But the default reaction is just settling for what you can have right now. This has never been more true than in this generation. You see, we want things when God has things for you and you pray for things, but when something comes along that you can have right now, immediate gratification, we settle. And it's not a coincidence that everything in your life is quick. It happens right now. You know, studies show that 25% of people, when you get on your phone and you Google something, you put it in that search box, and it takes 2 seconds to load. 25% of people abandon the search. That's a real study. You can look it up. Check me on this. I'm telling you. 50% of the people, when it gets to 5 seconds, 50% are gone. So they type in, you know, YouTube. I can't handle this. They end it. 50%. 10 seconds. Almost 100% of the people abandon the search just because of 10 seconds of waiting. The point I'm trying to get to you, those in the back, those up front, everyone, we are impatient. We are impatient and we'll settle for things just because we can have something right now. That's not what's supposed to happen. It says in the verse, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, amen, and the sin which has so easily beset us, amen, and let us run, amen, with patience the race that is set before us. Philippians 3:14 says, press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is a trophy. There's something, you know, I tell my bus kids all the time, God has the perfect plan for your life. Israel, God has the perfect plan for you. Amen. And he has the perfect plan for you. He has the perfect plan for you. I mean, it's laid out. It's perfect. Yeah. Who deters it? It's us.
Yeah.
I mean, God has it set up. There's a trophy at the end. He's the author. He's not just the author of the Bible. He's not just the author of Christianity, of our faith. He's the author of you.
Amen. Yeah.
You realize he has authored you and he has a plan for you to follow? He's the author. Not just of the world. We want to make God this so big thing. He's the author of you. He is the author of your heart. He is the author of everything that you are. But we take our pen and we start writing in our own thing. We're impatient. We're impatient. And things that are valuable take time. I'll give you an illustration. I'll read a couple more verses and I'll be done. When I was 9 years old, I was a deer hunter. All right? I still am a deer hunter. But at 9 years old, I was really just getting into it. I killed my first deer early on in the season. How many deer hunters do we have in here? All right. Your job right now is to be with me. All right, you have to amen me. Because some of these people are probably going to be like, oh. So you have to be with me. Amen, Billy Cody. You've got 9 years old. I had the opportunity to go hunting in Maryland on this big deer farm. I was 9 years old. I'm like, this is awesome. It was youth day. So I had this opportunity to go. Dad was going to take me. We were going to go with some guys from his work. And I was like, this is awesome. Yeah, woo. So we get up early in the morning. And in my head, I decided I'm not going to shoot anything unless it's a big buck.
Right.
And I came down the steps that morning and I got on my knees. I can take you to the place. I got on my knees. I remember it like when I got saved. I could take you to the place. I got on my knees behind the couch right underneath our steps and I said, God, and I was sincere, I was serious. I said, Lord, please, God, help me to kill a big buck this morning. It's just 3 o'clock in the morning. Help me to kill a big buck this morning. And I was serious. I wanted it with all my heart. I wanted to kill a big buck. As a hunter, that's what you want. So we drive, I'm sleeping in the car, Dad drives me to the place, we get out, I'm 9 years old, he gives me the gun, I'm toting it. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. I mean, I'm 9. I just want to get up the stand and shoot. So we get up in the stand. We actually couldn't find the stand. It took us forever. We walked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and we finally found it. This day is getting really just, we're sweating. It's like 40 degrees out, and then you sweat, and then it starts to freeze, and you're just, oh, this isn't good. We get up in the stand, find the stand, get up in the stand. We're sitting there. I'm all excited, thinking the buck. Here we go. This is a big deer farm. You know, always, every single time. I believe when we took you hunting, Brother Cody, we told you there's big bucks around here.
Yeah.
Big bucks around here. They all told us there's monsters around here. They're all over the place. And then when you get up in the stand, you don't see anything. And I'm like, they put us in this stand. It happens every time. There's monsters out here, and no one ever kills them when you bring them. So we're sitting in the stand, and I'm sitting there. 5 o'clock comes around. 6 o'clock comes around. About 6:20, it starts getting light. I'm 9. I'm waiting. How many 9-year-olds we have in here? You have any 9-year-olds? We got you? Okay. I have this muzzle loader and I'm just holding it. I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8:30. And it just keeps rolling. I started getting impatient. Okay, it was cold. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't how I thought it was going to be. You know what happened? I heard. And my heart started beating. Oh, my heart started rolling. You start breathing. I'm feeling it now. And I hear it, and Dad's like, look over there, look over there. It's brown, it's brown. I see it, oh, I see it. And it comes out, and it was a little 4-point. And you know what I did? I grabbed my gun. I grabbed the gun, and I put it, and Dad said, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I said, I'm shooting this thing. I'm shooting it. And he said, now listen, get this. I would have shot it, but my father reminded me what I was there for. I would have killed it. But Dad said, no, man, wait. That's not what you wanted. Wait for the big one. Hey, wait for the trophy. That's what you call trophy bucks. He said, wait for it. Don't shoot this. And I was like, Dad, it's 8:30. We have to leave at 10. I may not see another deer. I've got to take this shot. Little 4-point. But Dad said, you can do what you want, but I'm telling you, you need to wait. So I put down the gun. Put down the gun, I waited. And I was, in my head, I'm like, I'm never going to get another shot. This is it. We haven't seen anything all morning. And this buck comes out. And it's a buck. I mean, it's a buck. It's what I prayed for. It's not huge. The body's big, but it doesn't have antlers. I mean, it's not. But it'll work. I didn't pray for this. I kind of think God can deliver something better than this, but I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time, and I just don't think. And that's exactly what was going through my head. 10 minutes later. 10 minutes later. I hear more stomps, and these stomps were much bigger. This wasn't like, this was like, and you know what, my dad, he'd already seen it. He saw it before I did. He saw it on the ridge coming down. I didn't see it. He waited, and I'm sitting there, and this buck comes out. 10-point buck, huge, and it comes out, it's about 40 yards away, and I saw his body, and I saw his antlers clear. You know what went through my mind right then? I'm so glad I waited. I am so glad I didn't shoot that little buck. Because I was using a muzzleloader, and I only have one shot. So that thing came out. You know, as soon as I saw that buck, I knew. It went back to that when I was praying. I said, God's giving me this buck. And that's exactly what that thing came out. This was a lot worse than the other reaction. I was like, oh. I put the gun up. Thing came within 10 yards, and I killed that thing because I waited. Here's the bullet that I killed that buck with. You know why this bullet means something? Because I was given one shot. I was given one shot, and I waited. And I could have used this one shot on that little buck, and it wouldn't have mattered one thing. I wouldn't have put it on the wall. This bullet wouldn't have mattered. This is 12 years later. This bullet wouldn't have mattered. But I prayed for something. Just like many of you have prayed for things, you've got on this altar and you've given your life to God. And you said, I'll wait for you, God. God, I'll wait for that perfect, I'll wait for the mate. God, I don't want to waste my opportunity to do something for you. And you're given a shot. But what a lot of you young people are doing, and a lot of my friends have done, they say, God, I want what you want for me. But remember we said good things takes patience. It takes time to wait because trophies aren't just going to run to you. You have to wait for it. And then what we do is we put this gun, this bullet in the chamber, and we load up and we shoot. And we waste our shot on something that wasn't meant for you. On something that just doesn't matter because we didn't have the patience. We didn't have the, we just wouldn't listen. We thought, God's not going to deliver on his promise. He can't give me exactly what I prayed for, but he can. And he will. Let us run with patience. Because there is a trophy for you. We have a generation who's wasting their shots. They're wasting their one chance at their purity. They're throwing it away. Teenagers, you're only going to be a teenager once. I wish I could go back when I was a teenager and do more for Jesus Christ. But all the ploys and all the things of the cell phones, the music, the pornography, the everything that's going to come in your way, and you're wasting your shot to do something for God now. Because as soon as you turn 20, your teenage years are over, and you're going to wish that you could go back. You're going to wish you could go back and say, man, I wish I could did something for God then. And you're wasting your shot. You're wasting it. You're just wasting it. It doesn't matter. You're taking the shot, And that same shot right there, that's a trophy to me now, just becomes something that just you'll lose and throw away. You know that you know what? There is grace. Because sometimes I've pulled up on something that I shouldn't have. And I've put the crosshairs on it. And for no reason at all, I've taken that shot. And somehow the bullet went. That's grace. For no reason at all, God can take that shot you've taken. Oh, he can turn it around. He can take that shot. He can just... And just like my dad would do, he took that gun, he loaded it back up. Came with a gun again. He said, take another shot. And God can do that for you this morning. But I want you to get to the point. I want you to make a decision. And all these men do. Michael Shane, Brother Ryan, and Brother Cody, they want you to make the decision to keep that shot that God's given you. Listen, you can apply this to anything in your life. I'm not just saying this is a deer hunting story. God's given you a life. One life. And in that life, there's sections. Teenagers, you're only going to be a teenager once. I told you, I wish I could go back in my teen years and do more for Jesus Christ. I wish I could, but I can't. And I took that shot. And it's history. What's going to happen with you? Young people, the simple message is, don't waste your shot. Thank you.